AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, recently polled their 2.1 million members to determine their support for legislation sponsored by Arizona Senator Tom Cotton.
Member response was overwhelmingly in favor of the Protecting Our Pharmaceutical Supply Chain from China Act of 2020, a bill that provides incentives for American manufacturers and reduces America's dependence on pharmaceutical products and ingredients made in China.
Taking direction from the membership, AMAC Action submitted their letter of support and offered the association's full support of the bill. To read that whole letter, visit amac.us/chicks.
If you believe in supporting the future of our great republic, go to amac.us/chicks to sign up for your $16 annual membership. This is not the time to be sitting on the sidelines, y'all. Show your support and go to amac.us/chicks right now. Again, that's amac.us/chicks.
AMAC, better for you and better for America.
We should all be Americans, not put into the little boxes.
Yeah.
But we should care about each other because we're all in this country together helping each other out. And isn't that the way it should be?
Oh, you want a haircut because I won't open the salons here? Well, you just need to YouTube how to give yourself a haircut or put your hair in a ponytail.
Just YouTube it and then go make a casserole.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
No one has common sense anymore.
Hey, back from the vacay. I have an embarrassing story to share.
Is it really embarrassing?
Well, you know what? I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't be because we're all friends here.
Most
of us. I mean, some people are going to judge you and they're going to call you a dirty whore. But, you know, listen, there are always going to be the people who call you and they say, you have horse shorts on. Look at your horse shorts.
I mean, it's true. I'm wearing a short dress today.
That's right.
It's a little hoary. I'm not going to lie.
So I was looking through the interwebs yesterday as I was putting our regular radio show lineup together, and I found this article about a new Polish film that had just been released on Netflix.
You're Polish?
I am 100% Polish.
So were you like, it's a documentary?
No, I wasn't.
On like starving children in Poland?
Nope.
I am so...
I wasn't.
Oh, it's not about...
No.
It's not about that.
In fact, the only reason I watched it is because as this article described it, people who had seen it on Netflix already were saying it was way hotter than 50 Shades of Grey.
Wow, you are a tramp.
And I thought to myself, self, 50 Shades was hot.
It was pretty
hot. Dumb as all get out.
So dumb. Like, there's no plot there whatsoever. And Dakota, what's her name, may have actually ruined her career. But other than that, pretty hot.
But it was hot.
Who's
guys.
The dude? Jamie Dornan? Also hot.
Hot.
The whole movie was hot. I forced, dragged my husband to see the first one on Valentine's Day. And I remember he looked at me and he was like, this is so dumb. So dumb. I'm like, yeah, but it's hot.
I know. I think my husband was actually trying to impress me because I made him watch it too. And he was like, I find this very degrading to women. And I was
really?
Like, no,
you're
you
like,
don't.
Seriously, are you a feminist now?
But I mean, okay, so despite the fact that the storyline was really, really dumb.
It is so dumb.
The sex scenes are hot, right? So when I read this article about this new Polish film on Netflix hotter.
You're like, I'm in.
I am in.
I'm in like Flynn.
100%.
I'm down to clown.
So I know my husband.
I've got my shorts on. Look at me.
I know my husband has work to do in the garage last night. I decide this is the perfect time for me to enjoy this film.
He's in the garage.
No, I didn't know when I started watching it. I didn't know two major things. First of all, that it is the worst script, the worst story.
What do you expect? It's like a glorified Skinamax movie.
It's awful.
That's what it is.
It's beyond awful.
It's so bad.
It's the stupidest story
ever. But nobody watches that crap for a plot. They're
like, so I'm like dealing with the fact that there is a story in between the hot scenes, right? Now, what I also didn't know is that the guy that's in it is so hot.
It's like he's on fire. He's like on fire hot. And then I come into work this morning and Mock is like, oh my God, I gotta tell you about this movie. It's so bad, but it's so good. And she's like, and this guy in it, I gotta tell you about this guy that's in it. And then she's showing me the pictures of the guy and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Right?
And then his Instagram, you know, he's got all the shirtless photos and he's just like, he's that guy.
So hot.
Real dark, real handsome. He's like Italian. You know what I'm talking about, ladies. The Italian guy.
Italian stallion.
You know, that kind of guy. So it's like the perfect guy for one of these Skinamax flicks.
Oh my gosh.
Not even Skinamax, but like Skinamax on steroids, which is basically what this is. And there's always a boat scene.
Always.
Always a boat
then
scene.
What we realized this morning, because when I was telling you about it, I was like, the whole movie doesn't matter except for like the 5-minute yacht.
That's
scene.
What I'm saying. There's always a boat. Always.
And they have a lot of it on YouTube in just a 3-minute clip. I could have just watched that
you
and been
so
done
gypped.
With it.
You felt so gypped. It's like you invested so much time.
I
in
invested
what could have been
like an hour and a half.
Like a 5-minute YouTube search.
Right.
So ridiculous.
And the girl in it, also gorgeous. So they were just a joy to watch. Okay, I'm not lying. But of course, I say that, and then like...
You say it in our Facebook Live.
Yeah,
so you
and
talked
then there's
about,
like people who immediately judge you for having a sexual appetite.
People say you're basically a giant, you're a giant whore, you're going to go to hell.
Right.
This is what people do. So that's what people... So people judge you because you have sexual feelings at all in your nether regions. You can't... You're not allowed to have.
Apparently, as a conservative, you're not allowed to have.
No, I mean,
that.
When you are conservative, you're supposed to just get rid of your lady parts. Like, everything's supposed to go. And all of the feelings that go with that. You're not supposed to have sexual feelings at all. We're all supposed to be celibate.
Or at the very least, you can have the feelings, but don't dare
don't
speak of them out loud.
It. Don't you talk about sex.
Because then you are a total whore.
Yeah, you're a complete whore.
And that's just like one example of things we get judged about. Because in our same Facebook Lives, I am holding a Yeti coffee cup or a coffee, you know, whatever that is. You know
the
what it
thing
is.
Thing that holds the coffee.
And keeps it super hot.
Uh-huh.
And apparently some months ago, the company Yeti said some things that were anti-2A. Uh-huh. And so now I'm not allowed to continue to use the Yeti that I've had forever.
And this morning I got the same thing. I had a Starbucks. I get Starbucks every so often on the way to work because I like coffee. I require at least 150 ounces of coffee before 7:30 a.m. Okay. I need the coffee. And so I'll bring coffee from home. I get one on the way to work. And so I'll get Starbucks, right? I'll get it because I like it. And it's America. I'll do what I want. And so I have it in my hand. And some guy said, shame on you, Daisy.
I mean,
shame on you. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So between her and me, are we supposed to hold our coffee in our hands and just start lick it out of our hands? That's what we're supposed to do.
So we can't have a Starbucks cup.
Yeah.
You can't have a Yeti.
Uh-uh.
Apparently, if you're not holding white styrofoam,
you stand for nothing.
Right.
You're just a dirty whore who is unpatriotic.
And like before you were on vacation, we actually played a voicemail on our regular radio show from a caller. Like somebody left a voicemail saying, I've listened to you and I know that you're not real conservatives because you use saucy language.
Oh, yeah.
Which we do.
Every once in a while. And you know, I willingly put this forth, and I'll get a lot of crap for this too. I love Jesus, but I cuss a little. I do.
You cuss a lot.
I cuss.
I mean, that's the thing.
I do. I cuss a little.
It doesn't make you less conservative.
That's what
I'm so tired of is people just deciding.
I've tried.
Because they don't like one action that you take that you are no longer, you don't get to be a conservative.
But who are they to decide that?
Well,
that's the thing. Who are they to decide? Listen, I have conversations with God all the time about how I do the bad things. You know, and I say, listen, I'm doing my best today. I'm doing my best, but I probably said that word a little too much today. And I'm really sorry that I said I'll do better tomorrow. I have done New Year's resolutions where I've been like, I'm not going to curse this year. It lasts about 5 hours.
And that's only because you're asleep during those 5 hours. Done.
I've tried, you guys. I've tried. I mean, and I'll keep trying because I'm a flawed human being and I'm a flawed individual human being. I think I have a problem with is these people trying to compartmentalize me and trying to say, you need to fit in this neat little box. Okay, well, I mean, I am a conservative. I have conservative ideologies, but I don't fit into like a compartmentalized little box. I'm a woman. You know, I'm a conservative, but I don't fit. You don't get to put me in a box. You don't get to do that. So stop doing that. You don't get to do that. This is where I have a problem with, you know, people that say gay people have to be Democrats. Black people have to be Democrats.
Right.
Women have to be Democrats because they have to fit into this little box.
And
you know?
Now, you know, with everything that's going on right now,
with race,
black lives, if you are a black person and you're not, you know, screaming from the rooftops that Black Lives Matter and using that as a personal mantra, then you're considered racist against your own race.
Yeah. And if you're a white person and you're not, they call this white silence.
Right. That's
if
a
you're
thing now.
If you're a white person and you're not putting on social media that you stand with Black Lives Matter or you stand with black people or you're not reaching out to your black friends, you are complicit.
You're a racist.
Because if you dare to put a banana bread recipe on social media right now or say, hey, I just had a baby. I'm really excited about it. You know,
and you can't do that.
If you
got to have a black square. If you don't have a black square, then you are not permitted to share your baby photos.
Yeah, then you are, in fact, a racist. This is what we're doing. Because everybody has to fit into these neat little boxes now, which I thought we wanted to not do in this country. I mean, that's how I was raised. I was raised to believe that we're all individuals, and we're not supposed to see skin color, and we're not supposed to be segregated into little boxes and compartmentalized into little boxes. And I feel like more and more in this country, that's what we're doing. It's like, I'm a transgender feminist,
disabled,
vegan, whatever. Yeah, that's right. That's my box. And then your box is this other box.
And then we get to decide between the two of us which one is more oppressed based on the number of boxes.
Exactly. Yeah, like who's more victimized on the box scale? You know, because it's like,
that?
I don't know. It's like, but that's what we're doing.
Like
but that is what we do in America, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we do is like we have all these little boxes, and then which box is being oppressed more right now, right?
By the way, you are a racist because,
that a lot lately.
Because now it's not even okay to say that we're not supposed to see color. Now, the line that you're supposed to tote, I guess, is that you're supposed to say, if I don't see your color, then I'm not seeing you and your experiences. So now black people will even say, if you say out loud, oh, I don't see color, you're racist because that means you're not seeing or hearing the personal experiences that black people have had based on their skin color.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the new thing.
And I think that that's sad. I'm allowed to give my opinion about things. I'm allowed to tell you my feelings about stuff because, you know, just because I'm a white woman doesn't say it. I still have an opinion. I'm still allowed to voice my opinion. And I think that that's really sad. You know what else is sad? My daughter, who has never seen color in her life. She's 10 years old. And now she's starting to see it. I was wondering when the day would come, right? Because she's not been raised in a household where we're like, that person's black and that person's brown and this person's this and that. She's been in a classroom with kids of different shades, right? So what? Some kid has more melanin than her. Doesn't matter. She doesn't care because she's a kid, because kids are not... They don't care. Kids don't care. You know who cares? Adults.
And the media.
Adults care. Yeah, that's the thing. And she's not been raised to see that. And so I've been wondering, I'm like, when is it going to be? When's the time that my daughter is going to start seeing race? And you know what? It's been this past week when all the riots have been going on, because you can't shelter them from the news and what's going on and everything. And she's been around her older siblings who have been talking about this stuff. And she's been asking more questions. Mommy, what is a riot? Mommy, what is this? Mommy, what is that? I've had to explain that to her. And you know how freaking hard that is to explain to a 10-year-old? This is what this is. And now she sees the difference between somebody who has darker skin than her and her. That sucks.
Well, and so much of it,
based on the circumstances.
So much of it is artificial.
Right.
And, you know, when I think about the damage and the destruction and the death that has resulted from these protests, all being in response to one black man being killed. And there's no question about it. He was viciously
murdered. Yeah.
By those cops. Mm-hmm. But the aftermath is 10 million times worse.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's been more black people killed by protesters and rioters than George Floyd.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about them. No one's talking about the names of those people.
Yeah.
And so either Black Lives Matter or they don't. And the problem, too, is that so much of what the media is telling us is based on an artificial race war.
Yeah.
They're making it sound like police are like every single day just killing random black people for no reason. Mm-hmm. That is not happening.
It's just not happening. Even the Washington Post backs that up with actual data. And the Washington Post is liberal.
Right.
And so I'm sure that they would love to conflate the data, right? But they can't, because data is data. You can't argue with data. And so they've put the data out there, and the data, it supports that. It supports that that is not happening. But the media would not have you believe that.
They don't want you to know those numbers.
I think the media wants us to hate one another. And, you know, when I was on vacation last week, you know, I was telling Mock when I came back, I was like, you know, it was nice to be away from all the madness, because we were in Texas, and, you know, we went and we visited like Fort Hood and stuff. And, know, we're talking to black folks, hanging out with them. Everybody's talking to everybody. Everybody's loving everybody. You know, in the real world, you're not listening to media and stuff. People love one another. That really bothers me that the media is like, I really want y'all to hate one another. And people are like, okay, let's do that.
And the opportunists run out and get big screen TVs because that's what they care about.
Yeah. Listen, there is part of the country, a large chunk of the country that really does still, we love one another. You know, I'm not discounting how people feel. I'm not discounting their experiences. But at the end of the day, not all white people are racist. And just because of somebody's skin color, it doesn't automatically make them a racist. I don't care what the media says, you know, and there are people out there who believe in the goodness of other people. And I truly believe that, you know, this country, people are, you know, innately good. And the media doesn't want you to believe that. That makes me angry.
Well, they completely stoke the flames of this artificial race war. And they don't. If they had any sense of responsibility, they would actually be showing the actual stats on their television screens the way that they showed coronavirus deaths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then also
it would be something that people would see and then they would realize, wait, we're killing more people because 9 unarmed black men were killed last year. There were 19 unarmed white men that were killed last year.
Yeah.
Cops are, by and large, really good people. There are bad apples in no matter what group of people you look in.
Every profession.
There are bad radio people.
Yeah.
There are bad cops. There are bad firefighters. Yeah. But by and large, the overwhelming majority of them are great and they want to serve. Somebody sent us an email yesterday saying that there are Blue Lives Murder t-shirts on Amazon.
What in the world? And that's okay. That is okay. Okay, go ahead and murder the cops. Like, this is what we're doing now. We're saying that that's okay.
Well, they're saying that that cops murder. That's what they do. And that's just not what they do. So there's one guy, right? And then, well, 4 people in this case, 4 cops who, and a couple of them had been on the job for like 2 days or something. And now they're all being charged rightly with a murder of George Floyd. That's the right thing to do. Police need to police the police. They need to be saying, we got bad apples among us that we need to get rid of. Not this whole conversation now that's like, let's just get rid of police altogether.
And listen,
what in the world?
It's like I said, it's one thing to discuss and say, hey, listen, okay, we can have a discussion about systemic racism. If you feel like you have been a victim of racism, okay, we can have a discussion about that. But, you know, I would venture to say that this country, it's a wonderful place to live. I mean, look how far we've come as a country. If the media would just get out of our faces and let everybody just kind of get together and they would just go away for a little bit and we could all talk to one another and get them out of it, I think that we would have better and more productive discussions. They muddy the waters too much, you know, because I think they want this.
They absolutely do.
They want the hate. They want the war. And that is what disgusts me the most. I mean, it really bothers me that they do that.
It's just the latest, you know, level of Jumanji that we're in. Like, it's a manufactured crisis that is totally meant, at least by the media, to get rid of Donald Trump.
Well, I feel like it's really interesting because, you know, and this is when you say that it's the latest manufactured crisis, proof of that is the fact that, you know, these people are allowed to protest, but I can't go to a pool right now. You know, I can't, things aren't open. I can't go to like some restaurant still. There are businesses that are destroyed, right? There are people that we know that have had loved ones who have been put to rest and families can't have funerals, but yet George Floyd can.
3, in fact.
Okay, so that's okay. And yet people that we know are like, they're told you can't have a funeral. Well, why?
And then we have actual political leaders who are saying out loud, well, but this cause is just to protest for.
What in the world?
If you're protesting because you want to earn a living, that's not worthy.
There's no scientific basis there.
Right.
There's zero science to back that up. That is all people wearing the power pants. If folks can't see that, then I can't help you because that should be so unbelievably obvious to anybody with half a brain that that's people in charge saying, I don't like you. And then I like you, or I'm okay with this cause and I'm not okay with this cause. And has zero to do with a virus, has zero to do with science.
Yeah.
And what it does is it just further separates us, because there are people out there that are, you know, listen, they've lost loved ones, right? I'll just use the funeral example. They've lost their mom or they've lost their dad. And then they're like, okay, I just want to be able to have a proper funeral, a proper burial. And they're told I can't. And then they look at George Floyd being put to rest 3 times, right? And they're like, wait a second, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, hundreds of people in attendance.
If there's all these people and Al Sharpton is delivering a message and everybody and all these and celebrities, I don't understand, why does he get that and then my family can't? People are paying attention to that.
And they should be, because it's literally government choosing winners and losers again.
Yeah.
It's them deciding, well, these people are worthy of having certain rights.
Yeah.
And you people over here who are trying to earn a living, you don't have rights.
Yeah.
It's such arrogance from the leadership. That's what's the worst about it. It's like, you know, freaking Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan saying, oh, you want a haircut because I won't open the salons here? Well, you just need to YouTube how to give yourself a haircut or put your hair in a ponytail.
Just YouTube it and then go make a casserole. That
How
woman.
How dare she say something like that?
I mean, and it's just, it's so demeaning to, hair salon people, like people who are hairdressers and people who are, you know, artists, because they go to school for that. Okay, well then fine. Then anybody can be a governor. I mean,
clearly.
My 10-year-old could be a governor, Gretchen. For real.
I'm so tired of all of this manufactured outrage. And it's not to dismiss the legitimate concerns of the Black community, many of whom, friends of mine who have said, listen, I've been pulled over because of the color of my skin.
Uh-huh.
I get that. I get and understand and want to hear and empathize with those experiences. But there's no genocide happening at the hands of cops.
Yeah.
Let's not get all hyperbolic about this.
The genocide thing, I mean, there's genocide happening in other countries, and I don't see a whole lot of outrage about that.
Well, exactly. There are actual atrocities happening across the globe
uh-huh.
that involve Black lives. No one cares.
Mm-hmm.
No one's, having protests about them.
Yeah, that's the thing. You kind of go, okay, well, what Black lives actually matter, you know? And then there are people dying in cities right now and Black lives being ended in cities right now. What about, the cop that was killed here? Beautiful Black woman.
Yeah.
And she died and she wasn't even able to have a funeral during coronavirus.
I want to say it was like 6 weeks ago, 6 8 weeks ago.
And she was a mom and she was amazing. Cop, and she wasn't given the proper what she should have had. I mean, she, my God, the respect that she wasn't given because of the ridiculous virus, And now I look back on that and I'm thinking, okay, well, did her life matter?
I mean, that's the question, right? Because everybody, like on that Blackout Tuesday where everybody was posting their black squares on social media, another just bunch of virtue signaling nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was talking about David Dorn, who was that precious 77-year-old black retired cop who got killed by rioters because he was trying to protect a pawn shop. And these rioters killed him and watched him die. And no one was talking about him. And so instead of just a plain black square, I posted a black square that said hashtag David Dorn's life mattered.
And people got mad at you.
Well, yeah, because then I got unfriended or unfollowed by a couple people that we work with over that.
Were they black people?
One was black. And I was like,
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I'm sorry that his life didn't matter and only certain black lives matter to you. I care about people dying for no reason.
Yeah, I mean,
and by the way, George Floyd is one of those people.
Yeah.
I care about all of these people.
Exactly. And all of those people should matter to all of us, regardless of their skin color.
Yeah.
This is the thing, and this is what makes me go back to the whole box thing. We're all put into these little boxes. We should all be Americans, not put into the little boxes.
Yeah.
But we should care about each other because we're all in this country together, helping each other out. And isn't that the way it should be? I feel like that's the way it should be, and not in maybe not so much in little segregated communities. Isn't that what was intended for us?
We all are part of the human race, right? Can we just not focus on that and just be done with all of this race talk?
I don't know.
So much of it is manufactured.
I know. I feel maybe that's lofty. But
I think it's probably pretty lofty.
It's probably pretty lofty. But that's what I would want for my daughter, for my kids, is for them to live in a country where there's not so many boxes, where there's just people.
An appreciation for everyone's individual ism.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I need some good news.
Yeah, what's that?
two really nice reviews. Because, like, if you listen to our podcast, first of all, you should be subscribing to it, right? But second of all, if you listen to it and enjoy it, it would be really great if you would give us a nice 5-star rating and a nice comment on the iTunes Apple Podcast platform. That is super helpful for us. And I know there was one, remember how it's been like 2 weeks now since we did that one about the phrases that make us crazy?
Yeah.
Like social distancing and new normal and just, yeah. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
So somebody who calls himself Windblown on the Apple platform said, "Love you. 5 stars. I just listened to your annoying phrase podcast, and I thought for sure my most hated would have made your list, and I'm surprised it didn't, but it is what it is."
Oh, my gosh.
Because if that were true, nothing would ever get better. Okay, two more hated phrases.
My like
pleasure and welcome in.
My pleasure I like, because they say that at Chick-fil-A.
That's true. They do say that, and I love
my
that.
My pleasure. Have a blessed day.
Or he says, I'm not sure. Was it truly your pleasure to serve me? Is that all it takes for you to be pleased? Raise the bar on your pleasure meter. And welcome in. This is so wrong. It's like a dangling participle or something. Welcome to my store, not in my store.
Somebody says,
no.
Somebody says, welcome in. Is that what he said? Welcome in?
I guess so. This is okay. What drives this person
welcome
crazy.
Welcome to my store. Okay.
But it all is right. What it is, and it's my pleasure to listen to y'all.
It is what it is.
I see what they did
there.
I love
it. I see what they did.
Also, our good friend Kira left a nice comment.
Hey, Kira.
She said, I hope this review finds you well.
Oh, my God. I see what she did.
I'm going to have to speak truth to power and say that just recently I had to take a practice test for my captain's license. And in order to pass, I had to get 90% of the answers correct. 11 tries later, I finally passed. Along the way, I'd like to think the proper lights and day shapes that a vessel must display cemented themselves in my brain. But at this moment, I have to say that I gave it 1,100%.
1,100. See, this is where we totally disagreed. Well, Mr. Mock and I did.
Which is also how much I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, Kira. We love you too. You guys keep those reviews coming.
Please
and
do.
All the places you can find us, chicksontheright.com is our website. You can find us on all the social media. There's Facebook, which is Chicks on the Right, Instagram at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right. And where else can they find us, Mock?
Did you say our website?
I did. I said our website.
And our radio show that is Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on WIBC.com.
Check us out on all the things. And hopefully, you know, we're going to have some more good news in the next couple weeks. We may have a guest next week. We don't know. We'll see.
Yes. Very, very hopeful about a very, very special guest. Mm-hmm. David Harris Jr., who actually we've been trying to get him, and he's been wanting to come on the show for a long time. He has a very unique perspective when it comes to racial relations in this country as a black man. So hoping for next week, but definitely soon.
Yes. Yes. You guys, until next week. Bye.